Rich.
And we are on Silk Radio's School of the Week.
Hi, my name is Daphne and I'm from Sandbach High School and Sixth Form College, and we are Sandbach High School and Sixth Form College's CAUC team, C-A-U-C, which stands for Complete and Utter Chaos. We have won the group, we race in the F24 Green Power Championship, and we have won the World Championship several times. We are constantly thinking and trying new ways to fundraise and make money for the team. We recently did a quiz night, which helped raise money for Brain Tumor Research, a charity very close to our hearts, and for us as a team. And the team has also given, especially its older members, lots of opportunities, such as giving them Arkwright scholarships and partnerships with and mentorships with F1 teams, and the experience within the team has really helped them in getting into the world of engineering.
My name's Alice and I've been in the team since year 7, I'm now in year 10. So basically the team started in 2002 by an engineering teacher, and then in 2005 two Siemens engineers joined the team as volunteers, and then in 2012 another new technology teacher came in to run the team until 2021, and now in 2022 the team consisted of 30 students supported by technology teachers and several volunteers.
Hi, I'm Jess, and so we are one of the only selective clubs inside school. We go through an application and an interview process with our team captain and deputy captain.
Yeah, basically we race at tracks like Mallory, Lotus, Castlecombe, Croft, Aintree, Goodwood, Anglesey, Silverstone and Bedford. We are currently building a new car, and we built 10 cars total. We're a self-funded team, and a new car takes about £4,000 to build. And we're always looking for a sponsorship. However, we do have some current sponsors, and those are Andrew Connolly Financial Services, Co-op Local Causes, Sandbach Roundtable, and Darling Moor Motor Racing Circuit.
I'm Maheen, and COUC has given me opportunities to develop my communication skills and social skills, and being able to develop my teamwork in the team. This has led on to going to university and getting apprenticeships, and it's definitely helped with people who did driving. It definitely helps them driving in real life.
Hi, I'm Ashana and I'm from Sandbach High School and Sixth Form College. My team is Team Safe, and as innovators for the V&A Innovate competition, we wanted to solve a big problem. We created a thought show as many possible real life problems, and we researched ideas further. We found out the top problems in UK, and homelessness was one of them. We chose to help the homeless because it can happen to anyone at any time, and it's important we support and help them. We then looked at problems homeless people come across, and many homeless people have to sleep on the cold, hard floors, and 63% of the homeless people have no pillows. So this pillow is made to help homeless people of all ages in our local communities, and our message to get across is homeless to hopeful.
Hi, I'm Lola, and our logo initially was designed to represent the colours of our school logo. However, it can now also represent the colours of the Ukrainian flag to show how we are supporting hope beyond borders, along with the powerful message of homeless to hopeful. We took our idea to the Salvation Army to ask questions and share with them our prototype pillow. We discussed the current homeless problem in the UK and our local area, and how our product could offer someone a place to keep their bedding or personal possessions. Our pillow is washable, waterproof and easy to make, and can try and help solve many problems such as uncomfortableness or hopelessness. The Salvation Army told us about how they collect food and toiletries for the homeless, and that they rely quite a lot on donations, so we have decided as a school to collect some products to donate to the charity.
Hi, I'm Darcy.
And I'm Chloe. We both attend Sandbach High School Anti-Racism Group.
You may be thinking that compared to other countries, such as the USA, racism in the UK may not be that bad. In fact, last year the government even released a report claiming that institutional racism does not exist in the United Kingdom.
But in 2020 to 2021, 85,268 racially aggravated offences were recorded. People of black and ethnic minority backgrounds are more than three times as likely to be stopped by the police than white people. contradicting the statement that institutional racism does not exist.
It is clear that an anti-racist society is urgently needed across the country. Here at Sandbach High, we are working towards a society that opposes racism.
An anti-racism club hosted by the wonderful Miss Mail, we worked together with the student body, staff and parents trying to create an anti-racist community. We have led numerous assemblies to primary and secondary schools across Sandbach and the wider area. We communicate often with local politicians with the aim of creating nationwide change and are currently working on a presentation for South Asian History Month, and we are also looking to train teachers and parents to advise them on how to be the most anti-racist they can be.
Our anti-racist club is determined to combat the racism that is undoubtedly prevalent in the UK.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
Hi, I'm Evie.
Hi, I'm Emma, and we attend Sandbach High School and Sixth Form College Feminism Club.
Some people believe that disparity between men and women regarding their rights does not exist. But according to statistics, this can be disproven as only 80% of FTSE 100 CEOs are women. The difference in pay in the UK between men and women is 15.4%, and one in four women have been raped or sexually assaulted in their adult lives. We could list statistics for hours upon end demonstrating the inequalities between men and women, but we thought it'd be more effective to share some of our own personal experiences.
As schoolgirls, we wear our uniforms when we're walking to and from school. It is blatantly obvious that we are children, yet we have found that the time when we are catcalled the most is when we're in our uniforms.
We quickly realised that the sexualisation of schoolgirls' uniform can be explained by the sexy schoolgirl costumes and lingerie found across adult shops and websites. Worst yet, we've discovered that these items are also being sold on sites like Amazon and eBay, sites that millions of people use daily.
This realisation then acted as a catalyst to create change. We did this by creating a governmental petition demanding that sexy schoolgirl costumes are not to be sold in the UK. The petition has now received over 10,000 signatures and we are currently awaiting a response from the government.
Sandbach High and especially the incredible Miss Mail have given us an amazing, uplifting and safe environment where people of any gender have the ability to campaign for equality between all genders across the country.
On top of the petition, Feminism Club delivers assemblies to students of primary and secondary education. We send letters and meet with local MPs. We give feedback and express our opinions to the Cheshire Police. We receive talks from inspirational people and charities such as Motherwell and Gina Martin. And we create safe spaces for students to discuss their opinions on pressing issues, such as the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case and Roe versus Wade.
We are a group of intelligent and passionate young people who are dedicated to eradicating the patriarchy. And remember, school uniforms are not sexy.